Blog Talk Radio.
Girl, as I'm kissing your thigh, seems like I waited a million hours just to get in your life. We can hit the showers, you gon' get it tonight. Just relax. Right now you're so ready, girl, licking on your belly, girl. I'm gon' keep it groovy, let's go make a movie. Slide it to my bed, got you wet as a jacuzzi. The neighbors hear you scream, so glad you let me blow your mind. Like you've been blowing mine, it seems like I've been waiting for this all my life. Girl, you are. Japan, we gon' do some things that didn't fit in the plans. I love it when you kiss me, girl, so do it again, do it again, yeah. I'm rubbing on your booty, so comfy and soothing. Girl, you're really popping, so let's make this shit a movie, yeah, yeah. So unbelievable, so glad you let me blow your mind. Like you've been blowing mine, it seems like I've been waiting for this all my life. Girl, you are feedback. Girl, you ain't got no worries when you're dealing with me. Just lay back, way back. Cause anyway you like it, girl, I do it for you. All your favorite fantasies, I'm feeling my feeling. Whenever you found, you can call me out. Lay back, back, way back, back.
What up, what up, what up? You're now tuned in to GEI Radio. This is Freaky Fridays. I am your host, GEI Tone. I got my co-host with me, GG After Dark. What's going on?
All is well, brother. How you feeling?
Everything good, man. Everything good. How you holding up down there with this virus thing going on?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a lot going on, man. First, let me thank you for letting me be a part of this project, man. You know, you hit me up. You're always about your business, man. So I always appreciate that. And you was like, yo, you know, I asked you what it takes to make it happen. You was just like, say, yeah. So here we are, man. As far as Atlanta, you know, Atlanta already has a lot of shit going on, man. So when you add a pandemic to this atmosphere, you know, that's always going to bring out the worst and the best of people. But, you know, I'm thankful, I'm hopeful that, you know, that our people will, you know, make the right decisions, man, and just, you know, just be safe, protect your families, and you know, it's time to be on your grind, man. So that's what things are with me, and I think a lot of people here in Atlanta and Georgia, period.
That's a bet. I actually been up north for a minute now, so I haven't been home in a couple months, so it's pretty much the same pretty much everywhere, man. Like, everybody that's trying to stay in the crib and only go out when you got to, making sure you, you know, washing your hands, stuff that you're supposed to do anyway. Make sure you're eating good, drinking water, staying hydrated, you know what I mean? Like, you're supposed to wash your hands and stuff anyway, so that should be things that you're doing anyway. But, again, this is Freaky Friday, man. This is something that, when I thought about it, you know, it was two people I had in mind, and you definitely was one of them. And of course, you know, you came through for me. So we gonna get this joint rocking every Friday, man, at 9 o'clock. We gonna switch it up every Friday. It's not gonna be the same thing. We'll get together and come up with different topics and things to talk about. But tonight we let the ladies give us a whole bunch of questions, and we have a whole bunch of questions. And ladies, if you're on the line, if you want to ask more questions, just press 1, and I'll plug you in. You can ask your question, and we'll answer it. So with that being said, Gigi, I'm going to let you go first.
Okay. And again, you know, a lot of these questions were just really random questions for Freaky Friday. You know, we'll jump into certain topics in the upcoming broadcast. But right now, man, it's Freaky Freestyle Friday. Is that a good way to put it, Tom?
I get it. That's cool with me. That's cool with me.
All right, so let's see what I got, man. And you know, I'm kind of scrolling through here because there's certain questions I want to make sure that we actually address, man. All right, so I have one right here, man. And the question is, would you give your partner a threesome, right? And if you would, what would be that dynamic? Would it be male-male, female, or female-female, male? That's part one. Part two is, if you wouldn't, then would you allow your partner to have a threesome on their own just to satisfy their curiosity? And there it is, Paul. There it is, brother.
Off the break. It's cool, though. It's cool. So you said the first thing was, would I have one?
Yeah, would you have one?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. It would definitely have to be, female and me.
No swords.
Definitely. Nah. But if my wife came to me and said she wanted to do one, it would just have to be all females. It wouldn't be able to be no males in there. I would be cool with that.
Okay.
As long as she asked me.
Yeah, so she has to initiate that, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, she would have to initiate. Okay, all right, that's smart guy, man. That's a smart man. So I guess that's how you guys have so much longevity as it is, man. You making the right decisions and picking and choosing your battles.
Yeah, definitely. You have to.
Okay. Well, I guess I don't have to go into if not, if you would allow them to have that on own, because you've already agreed. You're like, okay, cool. As long as it's female, me, then it can go down. All right, man. Let's move on. It's on you, man. We playing tennis right now.
No. You gotta answer that too. Like, you gotta answer the question too.
Whoa,
yeah, we both gotta answer these questions.
Oh, damn, man. I thought we was playing tennis, man. We playing tennis. Okay, so hell yeah. Yeah, definitely I would, man. I don't know what that approach would be. You know, I've kind of learned in my experience, man, being in relationships and being single, that, you know, you have to be wise when it comes to certain things like this because of, you know, it could already be in your significant other. It could already be in their head. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I've learned to be wise, man. So I definitely would. I'd be okay with that. The dynamic would definitely have to be two women with me. But at the same time, you know, it definitely would be, you know, all three of us, man, you know, making sure we take care of. But, you know, my partner and I, obviously, is for us. And so, you know, kind of like a FUBU, man, for us, by us.
Let me ask you this. Is us not wanting to do the male if our partner wanted to, is that being selfish?
Well, I think that it takes a few things, man. For one, it takes, you know, your lady to trust you to say something like that, because, you know, that could be really big on the ego. And I mainly say that because that dynamic's going to be different. If you have two women and a guy, then it could be, you know, it could be exchange of all three parties. But if it's going to be two dudes, man, it's basically, you know, two on one. You know, we pleasing, it's all about her. We pleasing her. So, you know, I feel like that's some Queen Sheba type shit going on right now. So, for me, I just don't see that dynamic working for me. And it may have some ego to do, with it. So I wouldn't, you know, even front on that. But I think that, you know, for the simple fact that it won't be, I don't feel like it's for us. I feel like it's just for her, you know. So I would definitely have to be selfless on that. But at the same time, man, that's some tough shit right there, man. It's like she want to live a different life.
Yeah, that's brutal. I was just asking because, you know, when females, you know, a man always going to say two women, but, you know, a female be like, well, what if we want this? Is that being, you know, are we being selfish by saying no?
Let me add to this because I've addressed this several times, man. And, you know, the guys are always like, man, that's a train, bro. That ain't even a threesome. That's just running a train on your girl or whatever, on his girl or whatever. And then the ladies are like, yo, this, you know, we want to feel like a queen. We want to feel like we're being served and stuff like that. So, you know, that's a tough conversation, but that's also a tough dynamic because I think there's more women, whether they say it or not, though, I think there's more women that already are just, you know, just want their guy, you know, and the threesome would be an experiment, you know, for those that obviously aren't in that lifestyle. And if you're in that lifestyle, then, you know, you guys got to have that conversation to be cool with it because that's not going to be the last.
That's definitely something different.
Yeah, it's definitely something different, man, and it definitely takes you putting your ego and your pride aside. Whether it's bringing another woman in or bringing another man in, they're still entering into a sacred place, you know, in that bedroom. And if it's just for thrills and a fantasy, that's one thing, but, you know, if it's a lifestyle, then there's obviously a lot more things you have to take into consideration on how your dynamic, your vanilla ass dynamic is going to change. So that's all I got to say about that.
Bet. That's what's up. All right, I'm going to go on to the next one. It's my turn. Let me scroll through here. Role play or nah?
Oh, man. You know what? I don't have a lot of experience in role play, man. So I would do it. You know, I would do it. I would say my experience, man, is maybe a 0.5. And that's sad, but, you know, it's just what it is. So, you know, and I don't know to what extent it will go. I mean, are we putting outfits on or somebody leaving the house and coming in? You know, is somebody dressing up as the police and, you know, shit like that. I don't know, but I do it, man. It sounds fun, man. I'm all for it. I'm definitely a team player.
Yeah.
What about you, man? Is that something you'd be into?
Me too. I'm definitely with it. Like you said, I'm not that experienced in it, but I would definitely be with it. Maybe like going out, meeting, being strangers or something, you know, like something like that. I'm not the costume stuff. Maybe her, but not me. But, you know, like being strangers, meeting, that whole thing. Like, I'll definitely be with it.
Okay. That's pretty easy. That's pretty light.
Yeah, that was light. We got a caller already. Let me get them in. 1500. You on 1500? How you
this
doing?
This is Lita. I'm doing well. I just wanted to say in the beginning, hearing you guys regarding whether or not you or your spouse or your, you know, significant other wanted a threesome or not. I commend you guys for saying or being honest on what you preferred. You don't necessarily have to feel that, you know, you're being selfish if you're saying, no, I don't want, you know, two males, or I prefer two females, whatever the case may be. I just wanted to commend you guys for being completely honest with that. Your emotions do play a huge part in that, along
nice.
With whether or not somebody's going to either have feelings or feel neglected, or you playing with one person versus the other. So it's a lot
right.
in that. So you have to continue to be open regarding that and honest with it. It's cool if the female bring it, because sometimes we kind of feel like, you know, if our dude come with it first, it's like, oh, you already kind of been looking at that person or
right.
with, you know, because but some guys feel like, dang, you know, my girl came with it first, so that's hot. And for me and mine, I don't mind that he does that. You know what I'm saying? I pick him out. We
okay.
scope him out. And we move forward with it. If it's a time where I don't feel like playing, but I want to be in the room to watch it, and I'm cool.
Yeah. That's a beautiful thing.
So that was my part in it. That was my part. That, and it's me, Miss Lita, Gigi, the one who teases you from here to there. The one with the gun.
Thank you so much for calling in. That was I knew that there'd be some representation. So I appreciate you calling in. And
no problem.
You know, this
no
subject
problem.
This subject isn't always easy for people to have, even as a hypothetical question. So you know,
it
I'm
is
glad
not.
You were able to address
it
that.
It is
and,
not.
You know. We have some more down the pipeline.
There you go. You guys have a good evening.
Thank you for
all right.
Thank you for calling
thank you
in.
So much.
No problem.
It's on you, Gigi. Next question.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Definitely.
All right. So this is gonna bounce around a little bit, but let's go ahead and we're gonna go with a little bit of lightweight. A little bit of lightweight. All right. So. Which one makes you bust the hardest when your girl goes down oral or when you actually in them guts? This was kind of a universal one, but we have to kind of curtail it because it's two brothers over here. So we're basically talking about, you know, your folks going down or you deep off in it. Which one, man? Which one's the biggest explosion, bro?
I would say it would have to be sex. It would have to be the, you know, in it, like, the
penetration.
Especially, like, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Penetration. Okay. Well, you know, I got to think, man. You know, this question, I really have to think, like, have I ever had it so good to where, you know, oral was just that explosive, man. And, It's a really close one, man. But I would say that probably penetration, just because I have a little bit more control. You know what I mean? And plus, you know, I'm about to bust, so I'm gonna make sure she busts too, man. So it's two busts in this motherfucker, okay?
Two busts.
So you know, with all man, she in full control. She, I mean, you know, for the most part. So yeah, I would say penetration, bro. So you know, we about the same on that.
We agree on that one. All right, let's keep it moving. It's funny because this question that I see, I was just me and my wife was just talking about this going to the store just a minute ago. Do men actually like lingerie?
Okay, that's good. That's good. And let's remind the folks, man. What is the number to call in if you want to call in? Freaky Friday, Gigi After Dark, and GI Tone.
516-387-1268. I'll post it again. Should be able to post it in the group.
Okay. Cool. So you guys got the number. We're on here for, I don't know, maybe about another 40 minutes or so. So make sure that you hop in here. We're going to get you on, and then we're going to get your question, and we're going to get you all, okay? So we're not trying to keep people on hold or whatnot. So the question about the men actually like lingerie, I love lingerie, man. I love the creativity. I love the way that, you know, my lady or a woman feels. Her confidence, man, is so beautiful when she's in something that she feels sexy in and something that she knows that, you know, her man is going to enjoy. I mean, obviously, I enjoy peeling every single piece off as well, but I do. I think lingerie, man, is it's dual purpose. She feels sexy. She wants you to take the shit off. She wants you to rip the shit off. Well, not rip it, depending on, you know, how she feeling. But she wants you to slide everything off and be meticulous and take the garter belt off, slide the thigh highs down. So I'm having a visual right now. You know what I mean? And I'm over here by my damn self. But so, yeah, I think that's a beautiful thing, man. I love lingerie. And I can actually pick out lingerie, man. So, you know what? That gives me an idea. I think I'm going to go to Vicky's Secrets, or if somebody has their own lingerie line, inbox me your lingerie line, and, you know, hey, I'll support that. And then, you know, make it happen. So whoever I'm dating, she's going to have to fit what I already have in the top drawer.
And I'm totally different. That's gonna sound real weird, like.
Okay.
Unless it's a surprise, like just like I'm out and I come in, and it's, you know, lingerie, cool. But I'm not. I mean, it don't matter to me. It's not a big deal to me.
Yeah.
Like everybody else, I'd rather for you just to be naked, like just nothing. You know what I'm saying, like. I don't know. It's just a weird thing. Like, I'm not really big on that. I guess that's why I said that even with the costumes, like, I don't really care for that. I just rather, you know, no clothes.
So what about a robe?
That's just me.
Can you use a robe, butt-ass naked under the robe?
Yeah, the robe cool, the coat cool.
Because
I feel like with the lingerie, it ain't going to last long. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
okay.
It ain't going to. You know what I'm saying? With me, it's like, okay, you got it. Woof, oh, it's coming off. So it was kind of a waste.
Okay.
That's just me.
Yeah. Nah, man, you know what? I think that is that's not as uncommon as you think it is, man. You know, for some people, for some guys, man, it could just be extra, like extra layers that you got to get through. So, you know, so I kind of get that. But, you know, I'm finessing that shit off my body slowly, man. All, you know, I like being teased, and I'll tease her ass too. So, all right. So it's on me, right?
Yeah, it's your go. It's your call.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. So here we go. Do people still swing? Are swinger clubs and parties still around? And if so, would you attend one? So would you participate in a swingers club that you may have found out about?
Would I? yeah, man, I hope it's a, I mean, I feel like once you find, like, you know, once you marry, man, and
yeah,
of course, you know, marriage is forever. Like, you gotta have fun.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like you said, some guidelines and some things that we gotta talk about that we both can agree
right on,
and we can just go have fun, even if we don't participate. Like, we can just go and just for the experience. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I'm open to that. Like, yeah, I definitely go. I'll go. And if, like I said, it's all on her. If she like, let's do this, then I'm with it. Like, I'm with whatever she with.
Okay, so if you said, hey, you know what, you know, one of my peoples told me about this little low key, very discreet, you know, swingers club, which is, you know, you don't have to participate, you can just watch, whatever. If that was your approach, what you think your wife would say, man? Like today, I mean, obviously after COVID-19 pandemic slows us
down.
Things might be a little different.
Things might be a little different now, but I don't know, man. I just, you know, it depends on how she's feeling. She might be like, let's just go check it out and chill out, drink, and just chill.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
she'd be pretty much down, like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? She'd be cooling. So.
Okay. So the swingers club, you know, the thing about the swingers club, from my experience, man, is it's one of those things to where, you know, you want to have a partner, you know, you want to have a partner, not partner in crime, but you want to have somebody that you can trust, you know, somebody who is going to be open-minded, you know. So if I was with someone and she brought that up, you know, or I found it interesting, you know, I would definitely talk to her about it and see, you know, because being, you know, being together, it's not like I haven't, you know, been in a relationship before, but, you know, being in a relationship, man, you definitely want to try new things with that person. I mean, if you can't do it with them, who the hell are you going to do it with? You know, at that
point. See, and that's what I was going to ask you that. Like, I'm married, so our conversations are going to be different than being single. So
yeah.
If you meet somebody, what would be the right time for you to say, hey, you know, I got invited to this type of club, and do you like to come? So how
right.
long would you
and
wait
see,
to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how long? I've dated different types of women with different types of backgrounds and lifestyles, man. And, you know, it's interesting because I've dated someone that's like, we can go check it out. You know, we can go and look. You know, I've always been curious about it. And that could be, you know, within the first 30 days of actually dating. And then, you know, I could be, you know, with a woman that is just like, oh, that's disgusting. I would never do that. It is, you know, everybody is entitled to what they want to do, but that's just not something I was raised to do, and I wouldn't want to be with anyone. You know, so it could go both ways with that. So, you know, there's certain people I wouldn't approach that with. But as far as time frame, I would say as long as we've been intimate, then I wouldn't have an issue doing that. You know, I wouldn't want to take someone there that I haven't been intimate with, and then, you know, she mm-hmm. over there, you know, I'm looking around, man, she over there in the corner, man, getting blasted. And I'm like, well, damn, I didn't even get into it first, but, you know, the brother over there, since he looked like, you know, he know what to do with the toys, and he hanging folks upside down, man, she's just bewildered by this motherfucker, and she's got to have it in that bitch, so... you know, number one, we would have to have already been intimate. And then because if we've been intimate, man, then that means we've already had a lot of discussion about intimacy, sexuality, and stuff like that. And that, for me, that's usually how I know that I'm about to be able to get in it, because we start having those type of conversations. And I don't necessarily have to bring those up, honestly. So, so that's what it would take, man. That's what it would take. But it being the 30 days, man, as far as, you know, being comfortable, you know, by the time we're having sex, we are already comfortable. And that's just one piece of the relationship, the sexuality. There's so many other components to it. So, you know, that would be a treat. Fuck it, let's go.
Yeah, it seems like things like that just come about. Like, you don't even really have to have a real full-blown discussion about it. It just be
right.
One of those things. Maybe you're watching a TV show or something like that, and it's like, would you do that? You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Cool. All right, let's get into, is it on me or is it on you?
Let's see. I think I mentioned that, man. Yeah, I did.
Okay. So let me see. I got, what do men consider good sex, and how long should a man last in good sex?
I'm trying to think, man. Is that the actual question, man? I thought it was a little more explicit than that, man.
Yeah, it's a little
that
bit more.
Question.
It's a little bit more than that. That's. I just changed the last word on it. I changed the last word. Or we could say it. I mean, it's okay. What do men consider? I can't. My wife said, "Don't say that word."
Yes.
But you know the word.
Right.
What do you men consider good?
Okay,
what do
men
consider good? Facts. And how long should a man?
Okay. Now, let's do this. So again, guys, everybody that's listening on this broadcast right now, the question is, what do men consider good pussy? Right, and how long should a man last in that good pussy, right? So you have to emphasize it, because, you know, it's not just how long should a man last in bed. No, that doesn't matter. But in some good pussy, that does matter. Good pussy matters. All right, hashtag.
Yeah.
So let's
hashtag.
See, good pussy matters. Let's see. What do I consider good pussy? I'm gonna go with my description is gonna be, man. It's gonna be the texture. I know that sounds crazy to describe it that way, man. But it's gonna be the texture, you know, of the pussy that makes it good. I would also say the grip, the elasticity, if you will. That's definitely a factor. And I guess the wetness. You know, you don't want it moderately wet. You don't want it super wet. You want it just right to where, you know, once you dive in, then it's the chain reaction. So so I would say that those are the factors, man. I would go with the grippage. I would also go with the texture and how it feels. The smell is also is a key. And when
very
I say
important.
Smell, I mean no smell. When I say smell, no smell. You know what I mean? Some folks say it smell like water. Right?
Water
doesn't
like water.
Smell. It smell like water. So, so those are my components. As far as lasting, that's really tough, man, because we have to now, me as a single guy, I have to take into consideration protection or no protection. I think sometimes when pussy's good, man, even if you have a prophylactic on, man, I'm still going to bust relatively quickly.
It don't matter.
Relatively quickly at my age, I'm 44, I would say it's probably a good 10 minutes, man. I think 10 minutes, if I can't last longer than 10 minutes in it, you got me. You know, so for the most part. But as far as staying in it, man, I think I got to stay in it, man, for about a good 15 minutes, man. That way she got at least one in. You know what I mean? I'm going to get mine regardless, but she can get one in after about a good 15 minutes, and I think that'd be fair.
But see, this is the trick question with that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you said 10 minutes. You said 10 minutes. What if she got 3 in 10 minutes? Is that you lasting in it? You get what I'm saying? So I don't time you can't.
Now,
I will go by, you know, how many times you please her. Rather than like how long you in it. You get what I'm saying? And some people would be like, okay, yeah, I went an hour, but she didn't do anything, so you just wasted her time. You get what I'm saying? So that hour meant nothing. You get what I mean? So I feel like 10 minutes can be a long time if she's getting pleasure. You know what I mean? If she's getting what she needs to get out of it.
Right.
So,
right, and that's good. You know, you have different. You know, some women don't bust that quick because of, you know, obviously connection's gonna play the biggest part. Like, you know, it could be big dick, it could be medium dick, whatever. And if the connection's there, it's not gonna take her long because she has already been stimulated throughout the day, anticipating the dick, right? So, that's always gonna be a factor. Now, but if we talk about good pussy, I feel like it's on us to categorize it as good pussy. If she can bust in 2 minutes, that means she's getting good dick. That means she's got a good connection, you know. So for us, how long, you know, can we last in there? Because, you know, and to your point, if it's good and we got a connection, you know, it might be minutes. I mean, everybody has been in a situation where it's been minutes. It's been minutes, bro.
Definitely.
You know, I mean, if you've been with somebody long enough, it's going to be minutes. And I say minutes on her, too. If there's women out there, man, that has not been with a man and bust in minutes, then that means that connection wasn't there. You know, because women want to bust all the time. But, you know, it's all about the power, man, just keeping that power. No, I ain't going to let him know that I'm coming already, and he going to think that he got me whipped and stuff like that. They go through that shit already psychologically. So if there's a mental connection already and the wood is good, they're fighting with themselves, man. So that means you got to be connected.
But can it be good if you're going for 30, 40, 45 minutes? How good is it?
That question, listen, man, I've toyed with that question for at least a couple years now, and I always do a poll on, you know, how long should sex last? And, you know, people are talking about multiple rounds. They're talking about the first round needs to be 30, 45 minutes. And, you know, so some ladies are like, well, shit, after 30 minutes, I'm dried out. So the sex ain't good no more, right? So now at this point, you're just pounding. And then some are like, I need my hours. So, I mean, I'm not in these women's bedrooms, you know, but I do feel like there's a little bit embellishment going on when you start talking about an hour, 2 hours straight drilling. That can't be life, bro. That can't be life, man.
Yeah, that's trash. That's trash. I'm sorry. I know ladies might get mad, but that's two straight hours. Yeah, that's trash.
What are you doing at that point, man?
That's a long time, man.
You done said all the shit that you done said. Big Daddy, Big Zaddy, this your pussy. You done went through your whole script. There's nothing else to say. Yeah. There's nothing else to do. Your damn Spotify then went over two, three times. You got the same songs playing. It can't be life, bro. I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah, that can't be. I would say, to me, good is her getting you early. Her taking you out the game early. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah, that was good. Like, that's how I would look at it. Like, that she got me. I owe her. You know the ones where you got to be like, I got you laid on.
Right.
Yeah. But if we go 2 hours, an hour and a half straight, nah, that's not. It got to be one stop in there. I don't know. Maybe I'm 40. I'm ready to be 40. So maybe, I don't know, maybe some younger women would be like, that ain't nothing. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Maybe.
But
if you're 40, all you need to do is turn the clock back, man, about 10, 15 years. So was you Energizer Buddy, man, when you was in your 20s, late 20s, early 30s, prime time, they say?
I mean, it still wasn't. It was a whole bunch more rounds, I could say that, but it wasn't no 2-3 hours. Like, that's boring. I don't even know what would you do after the first hour. Like, what's left to do?
I don't know. Because I'm factoring in. So we're not even factoring in foreplay. Let's not factor in foreplay, because I think people get mixed up and they're saying, okay, so if it's an hour, that's 30 minutes foreplay, that's 30 minutes sex. No, we're taking foreplay out of the equation. We're talking about straight sex, straight penetration. If you're going an hour, 2 hours, 2.5 hours straight penetration, there's got to be some abrasions and shit like that going on down there, man. You got to stop and I don't know, man, pour water, KY, Astroglide.
Yes, facts. I mean, how can it be good?
Man, keep it going. And if
how
you have to
be
do
good?
That, what are you doing? Then stop.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. I'm
with you on that. I feel like if we go in an hour straight, like, you can't say that you got super good. Like, that's now, like, we going, say, like, 30 minutes, 20 minutes or whatever, boom, 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 another joint like that. That's cool, but just straight, that's crazy. But I don't know, man. Like I said, maybe I'm old, man. I don't know. That's just crazy to me.
Maybe your ass is old. Man. I mean, I'm not saying. Well, here's what's crazy, and I'm leaving it alone after this. I'm not saying I can't go an hour. I'm not gonna lie and say I can't go an hour, man. And you know, I would contribute that to, you know, working out, having some type of regimen for vitamins. And then, more important than those two things, the connection that I have with that woman, because, you know, you as a single person, man, there's certain people that you have a high sexual connection and drive with. And then there's some people where, you know, you guys have sex and the sex is good. But there are some connections that you come across, man, and it is an animalistic attraction. So I come home to her, she come home to my spot, man, we getting it in, man, like we porn stars, man. And, you know, that doesn't mean that I don't like her in other aspects. But sometimes
that's straight. We're talking about this straight, no breaks, no.
Yeah, I mean, I would say, with that right person with the connection, man, and at that point, I mean, she ain't getting nothing else. Like, she may have to just be like, hey, you have to chalk that up for another day or two. I mean, I hope you enjoyed it because that was your rounds in one. You know what I mean? And maybe, maybe not, but even with that, all I'm saying is that's the max that I can imagine it still being fun is what I'm saying. Like, you know, and this is Viagra free, you know, no gas station pills free, man. That's just pure adrenaline and attraction. But more than that, man, that's crazy. So I know we beat that with a dead horse.
I would like we got a lot of callers on. I would definitely like one of the ladies to tell us a time. Can we get a time from one of the ladies that's on the call? Just press one. Just give us a time. Like, what's a? That's crazy. But go ahead. What you was about to say?
Yeah. Oh, so we got callers on. I'm done with that. We could definitely talk about. We could definitely, you know, get some feedback from the ladies as far as, you know, what's a good solid session as far as length of time. And I'd be interested in hear what they have to say about that.
So all you gotta do is press one. We'll go. Is it on my next question, is it on me or is it on you? When they press one, we'll plug them in.
It's on me.
It's on me. Crazy now.
No. All right, so the question is, why are so many men afraid to admit that they like having their ass lit? Why are so many men afraid to admit that they like their ass lit? I'm glad it's on you first, bro.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yo. I don't know, man. I think maybe a lot of guys probably think that some reason, I guess it's gay, I guess. I don't know.
Now, you do understand, you might confess if you got your ass licked or not before you can answer this question, bro.
No, I'm cool. I'm cool with myself. Like, I'm going to answer it. I'm saying, the question was, why do guys
the stigmatism of a brother's nine.
Yeah, I think that they think that. I don't understand how a woman doing that can make it that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why they would hide that from a woman. Now, if they had, like, a, you know, another dude doing it, then I would understand probably why they would try to hide it. But, you know what I mean? But it's a woman. Like, it's right. Your woman. You know what I mean? So, now, ain't nothing getting stuck in there or nothing like that. But
right.
I don't know. I don't know why they would hide that or keep it a secret or
Why would a woman ask that though? I mean, if she's gonna ask you that, she's asking for a reason, you know. She might want to know if you can take it or not. You might be blocking your blessings, man. Your ass might be blocking your blessings because if a woman asks you if you ever had your ass licked, I don't think that it's really trivial. Now, if she says, like you alluded to, have you ever had a man lick your ass? And why is she asking you that? I don't know. But if she's just saying, hey, did you like it? You know, and that's usually how they come off, man. And, you know, hey, just be truthful about it, especially if you had and you like it, man. Don't block your blessings, brother. Don't block your blessings. She asked for
that. Don't block your blessings. Yeah, like I said, man, I don't get it. As a woman, I don't know where that whole thing come from. Like, it's a woman. You with a woman. So
yeah,
that shouldn't be a problem. Like I said, everything should be a going besides, you know, getting crazy, like the other stuff. I don't even want to talk about that. But
yeah, yeah.
We want to move on to the next one?
Like that
tonight. Yeah, we're not doing that. It's on me.
Oh, okay. So I got to answer that, right?
Okay, you got to answer. You got to answer.
I got to answer it. So the question is, why so many are afraid to admit they've had their ass licked? And I'm trying to think. You know, I honestly don't think that I have. You know, she may have, like, licked the balls and then maybe grazed my ass, but I don't remember any woman intentionally sticking her tongue in my ass, because, you know, I would think that it would be very intentional. So, but the question, why so many men are afraid to admit it? You know, I really don't know, man. I think it's a homophobia type situation. They automatically are thinking, okay, if you ask me if I like my ass lick, are you saying that I'm gay? And like, that's why I say homophobic, because it's not asking you if you're gay, it's asking you if you like this pleasure. So I think that brothers, man, we just got to be more confident in our sexuality and our experience or inexperience, man. I mean, especially if you already had sex with this woman and she's obviously asked you something, that if you like it or don't like it for a reason. So, shit, I mean, who you going to be? You done put your dick in her, so why you can't be transparent about, you know, other shit? So I don't know, man. I just think, brothers, we got to do a better job with being transparent with our sexuality, experiences and inexperiences. So that's how I feel about that, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, that's that.
That's that.
So do we actually have callers here that are literally on hold just listening?
Yeah, we have a bunch of callers on, but they have to press one if they want to ask a question or talk to us anything. So
okay.
But,
all right,
we have a bunch of callers.
Dark family, you guys talk a bunch of shit. Now's your opportunity. You know, you can be completely
anonymous. Okay, here we go. Somebody press one. Let's go. 2806 is on you. What's going on?
What's up,
man?
You
know who this is.
What it is, man. Man, I'm listening to y'all freaky older men.
It's the senior edition tonight, brother. It's the veteran. You know, I'm a veteran.
Hey, look, but see, now I get to tell everybody. That's where I get it from.
Hey, Gigi, he texted me. He said, man, y'all are some nasty old men, man.
We got to get off our chest somehow, man. So this is the outlet we got.
I'm telling you, hey, look, make them listen to it, man. They got to feel where we're coming from, man. They got to, man.
All right.
Man,
Indeed, man.
Y'all boy, do your thing, man.
I appreciate you calling in.
Oh, you know it.
All right. So it's on me, Gigi, or was it on you?
I asked about the
men
getting the ass licked, so that's definitely on you now.
Okay, let's go. Okay, this one says, bigger turn on. Sex in public place, that's the first one, or on live camera in a private place.
Whoa, I like that. So the biggest turn on between the two, sex in a public place or being on camera, being watched in a private place. Damn, that's a tough one, man. So, because in my head, the visual is like maybe in an elevator, right? In an elevator, you know, motherfuckers is looking at you, right? Security, shit like that. Versus in a public place like a restaurant lounge bathroom. You know what I'm saying? Like a nice fancy restaurant. That's a good one, man. I'm gonna go with the public place will be a bigger turn on and. Yeah, man, like a restroom. And the funny thing about it is, which one do you go in? If you're going to have sex in a restroom at a public place, restaurant, where do you go? Does the guy sneak into the women's or does the woman sneak into the guy? I think that the woman, she should sneak into the guy. First of all, our bathrooms are cleaner than theirs. All right? Now, I ain't trying to be funny, but our shit is cleaner. Right. So
I think it would be more. I think it would be more. I think it would turn her on more being in the ladies.
So I don't know, that's just my, the ladies. Okay, but the ladies, the other ladies there, they may call the police. They're not just gonna be like, all right, cool, man. We rooting you on. Versus the dudes. The dudes are like, hey, man, handle your business. I just need to wash my hands real quick. Don't mind if I stick around for a little bit. But the ladies,
but you'd be
you know,
you,
it's a crapshoot with them, man. It's a crapshoot.
You'd be surprised. They might be surprised.
Yeah,
they might
true.
Be turned
I mean,
on
I've
by
I've been
it.
In a woman's restroom before. Maybe after I experienced that, I'd be able to speak a little bit more freely and intelligently on that. but anyway, so my answer would be definitely a public place. And I don't know why I keep thinking restaurant bathrooms, man. Hey, man, that's in the back of my head. Stay tuned, I guess.
I bet
right?
you're throwing it out there for the listeners. Whoever out there thinks.
Stay tuned.
I think I'm going to pick on live camera in a private place.
Ooh.
Because it's like, okay, who's watching? You get what I'm saying? It's like,
right.
Are they watching us? Are they or are they not watching us? So I think it's
That's
a little
good.
Bit more, it'd be a little bit more. What's the word I'm looking for? Man, I can't think of the word, but that word, I think it would be a little bit more of that.
Okay. Okay.
Because we don't know
yeah,
who's watching. Like, who's watching?
Yeah, I can definitely see some thrills with that.
That's the word I'm looking for. Thank you, Ben.
I can definitely see that.
Right.
I can definitely see that. Okay. Let's see. All right, this is a quick one. This is quick and easy, man.
Hold on, before you go to the next question, I wanted to ask you. You said so in a public place, like if you go into the bathroom, nobody can see you. Was people supposed to see you? Because on a camera, people can actually see us. So you have
right.
to pick a place where people can see you.
Well, now. Okay, so if that's the case, then we on the balcony at the hotel.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So if we do it like that, man, I mean, shit, you know, she has been over the balcony, and the spotlight is on because I'm gonna turn that damn light on, man. Hey, I'm gonna put the spotlight on there, man. Nah, seriously. Yeah. So I guess it would have to be like the balcony. Or if, you know, we're like in a beachfront or something like that with the curtains wide open, people could walk by and just see ass in the air, strokage and shit like that. So, yeah, you know, I said the restroom because, you know, people can come in and out of there. And I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, we would probably be in the stall. So you're kind of right, man.
Yes,
you know,
they can hear you, but they can't see you. I would think. If we're going to do this, I would want people to see us. You know what I'm saying? I would want people to see us, whether it's on camera or, like you say, on the balcony and the neighbors be on their balcony like, oh. So.
Right. Or if, you know, if you're on a trip and, you know, you guys are in this big suite and, you know, the door is open and, you know, a couple of them come in from out in the pool or whatever and, you know, you straight going ham. You gonna
yeah.
have
it? It
gotta
be somewhere where people
like,
can see.
Hey. Yeah, yeah. So
you have to be
I think
seen.
That would. Yeah. Okay. All right, so we got a few minutes, man. I got some real easy ones we can just run through real quick. Want to thank everybody for joining Freaky Fridays, man. GG After Dark, G.I. Tone, man. We just freestyling tonight, man. We thank you guys for your questions. And you know, continue to push this because this is actually a little bit bigger than I anticipated. Because I've already gotten a lot of text messages about, hey, why you ain't tell me how long you guys gonna do it? Can I post it on my social media? So this is gonna get real crazy. So thank you for your support. Even after we're done, go to my page, my people. Let me know how you enjoyed the show. Any questions that you have, and maybe we can, you know, maybe we'll throw in a special guest here and there, depending on what the hell y'all talking about. So
definitely.
So here we go. I got a real easy one for you, Tone. Are you a jealous person? And so let me kind of give a little background. Are you a jealous person as far as, you know, if guys are complimenting your lady or looking at your lady or even tell you, hey, man, your lady is absolutely beautiful. Salute. My dude, however slick shit they try to say it so she hears it and you don't feel disrespected. I mean, you know, it's all game, right? But it's all game.
So
are you a jealous dude? Naturally.
No, I'm cool because my wife can handle herself. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I understand. Like, I always tell her when we go out, have a good time. Like, even if she's not going to dance with anybody, but I don't mind if she do. Like, you know, it's a club. Like, have fun. I'm cool with it. I'm cool with her. So, nah, I'm not.
Yeah.
It's all good to me. I hope they compliment.
It's all about being solid with what you got, right?
Yeah, fact.
Okay. And I know you, and I know your wife, man. And I would definitely say that you're one of the coolest brothers. Your wife is super dope, man. She's so funny and cool. You guys are like the perfect match. You bounce off of each other so effortlessly. I gotta find that picture when we was in Decatur at that event, man. I gotta find that one, man. I was in the all black, and it was a real cool event, man. I think I had a few people step through there. I think was that like the fashion show after party, maybe?
Man, we throw so many parties. I would have to.
Y'all did, man. What I do remember is I can't hang with y'all last, man. Y'all asked me up. I was like, fuck, I can't do this, man. It was like 2 or 3, and you guys was just still going like it was 9 o'clock. I said, look, bro, you got to go back to my side of town, man. Damn all this.
Yeah, we party hard, man. One thing we do.
Yeah, you know what?
That was the fashion. Now I remember, you don't drink. That was the, I think it was the after party to the fashion show that we had. Yep.
Yeah, I remember, man.
I didn't even look at the time. We have 90 seconds, so what I want to do is, again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. This is every Friday at 9. You can check out me and Gigi. We'll post the links in all the pages and Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all that. Gigi, can you let everybody know where they can find you at and get your information out there?
Yeah, definitely. On Facebook, my page is Malloy, M-A-L-L-O-Y, Rob, Malloy Rob. You can find me on IG at Gigi Goes Hard. And I do have a Facebook business page. GAD stands for GG After Dark Enterprises. And last but not least, my webpage is www.ggafterdark.com.
That's what's up. And you can find me on Instagram at GEI_Tone, Twitter, GEI_Tone, Facebook, Tone Mitchell. You can go to GEI Everything. blogspot.com for everything GEI. Again, thank everybody for tuning in. GG, thank you for accepting this, man. I look forward to doing this every week with you. For those of you that, you know, probably missed it, we're going to put the link up so you can go back and listen to it. So that's one of the cool things with this. Anything else, GG? We got like 20 seconds.
That's it, man. We're good. Just tune in. We got the flyer up. Shoot the flyer because the flyer lets everybody know that we're doing it every Friday night. So it doesn't have to have the date. Just make sure that you're in the right place at the right time. with the right people. We appreciate it, man. Appreciate the love, and let's get it together. Everybody be safe.
Be safe. That's what's up, man. Peace.
All right. Salute.